Oh no! Sorry, my sound drive or my drive has not mounted properly. Let's try that again. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, one and all. It is September 29th, 2021, and that means that it's Wednesday! Oh yeah! Wednesday! 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 Anyway, sorry about that. Jeepers creepers. Alright. There we go. That's what's going on in my head. I am in freakout mode. But it's okay, because we're going to get through this. We're doing this. Deliver a message they disagree with. In this case, forcing U.S. organizations working to combat HIV and AIDS overseas to sign on to a moralizing statement condemning sex work in order to receive federal money. Justice Kavanaugh, handpicked by President Trump. See, this is why I think it's left-leaning, is it kind of is slanted here. But just picked for Trump to ensure drastic reduction of bodily autonomy when it comes to sex, wrote the majority opinion affirming, I'm not going to finish, that's just blah. The next part is, the plaintiff, my computer froze up, all the windows closed, and I was logged out, and then I logged back in. Anyway. Let's go ahead. We're just going to go ahead and connect into comm and start reading some news. How about that? Boom. Woo! Oh, yeah. It is Wednesday. Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. Wow, 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 wow. Hello. Greetings, GTC 1977. Stug. Northern Lights. Oh, yeah. Do, 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 do. Looks like Tobe was chatting it up, having a good time with the text-to-speech robot. Hey, Emmanuel 6, welcome, welcome, hello, hello, F-Fog and everyone, Dirty Rig, the whole crew in the house. Deep breaths. Alright, let's go ahead and get started. dead air is stressful. Alright. Let's go ahead and get started. The way we pretty much always start whenever our computer is working properly, and that's with the world news.
World news.
Uh-huh. So, first up, let's talk about prime ministers. Prime ministers are always fun. Prime numbers are fun. Prime numbers make the world go round. Fumio Kishida wins race to become Japan's next prime minister. So, Fumio Kishida has won race to lead Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, putting him on course to become the next prime minister. He'll secede Yoshihide Suga, who's decided to step down after just 1 year in office. His first mission as prime minister will be to lead the LDP to victory in an upcoming general election. Pretty interesting. Anyway, I thought that was kind of cool. LDP makes me think of DGC, and DGC is the Dubious Goals Committee, which happens every single day at 1930 UTC. So, stick around for that, only on Anon Radio.
You're listening to Anon Radio.
That's right. All right. In Libya, we've got news break and smoke break. Oh, man. Oh, Northern Lights, that's cool. I'm very interested to hear more about Plan 9. I think the next Plan 9 boot camp, I might try it out. Libya, check this out. Libya, credible elections or another failed bid at nation building? Libya's hopes of ending a decade of political chaos with credible elections at the end of this year for a president and new unified parliament have reached a defining moment, with the U.S. insisting the vote should go ahead, but some European diplomats fearing divisions are too entrenched for the results to be accepted. The elections are due to take place on December 24th, but no agreement has been reached within the country on laws governing the election. There are also signs that the populist interim government, theoretically appointed by the UN to manage services ahead of the elections, might seek to capitalize on the impasse to stay in power indefinitely. Thousands of foreign troops, mainly funded by Turkey and Russia, are still in place. The affair threatens to become an episode of failed nation building to sit alongside Afghanistan. If you don't remember, the United States showed up and toppled the regime in Libya, because that's what we do, and then didn't install a new dictator. So Tariq Megressi, Libya's specialist at the European Council on Foreign Relations, said, "The difficulty is Libya has lacked any political institutions with undisputed or popular legitimacy since the General National Congress was voted into power in 2012. This creates a political arena where incumbent elites have felt empowered to shirk their constitutional responsibilities of finalizing a new constitution and ending the transitional period. This means that instead, they focus on scrapping for absolute power and looting Libya's once considerable coffers. In public, Western powers are applying maximum pressure for the elections to take place." So, we'll see what's happening, but it's going to be rough. The possibility that, the elections are already threatening to turn into a circus. Khalifa Haftar, the head of the self-proclaimed Libyan National Army, has announced he will stand for the presidency, saying that he will take 3 months' leave of absence as LNA chief. The possibility that Haftar could be elected as Libya's president 18 months after he is forced ignominiously to abandon a military assault on Tripoli seems remote. His move also comes as U.S. Congress passed legislation requiring the president to investigate him for potential war crimes. In an interview with a French magazine a year ago, Haftar said Libya was not yet ready for democracy. So, if this guy gets in power, it's going to be real bad. Things are kind of shaky right now for Libya, but fingers crossed, whoever the Libyan people elect, the United States deems them okay to survive and we don't go kill them again. In Tunisia, this is a glimmer of good news. What? Yes, glimmer of good news. Tunisia's president names Boudin, B-O-U-D-E-N, first woman PM, and asks her to form a government. Tunisia's president named a geologist with little government experience as prime minister on Wednesday amid a crisis over a seizure of sweeping powers and dire threats to public finances. Najla Boudin Ramdahane, a little-known professor of geophysics who implemented World Bank projects at the Education Ministry, is Tunisia's first woman prime minister. First woman prime minister is what they say over here at France 24. President Kais Saied has been under mounting domestic and international pressure to name a government after he dismissed the prime minister, suspended parliament, and assumed executive authority in July. So, this is so huge. I'm so excited about this news. Speaking in an online video, Saied said her appointment honored Tunisian women and asked her to propose a cabinet in the coming hours or days because we have lost a lot of time. The new government should confront corruption and respond to the demands and dignity of Tunisians in all fields, including health, transport, and education. However, Boudin is likely to have less direct power than previous prime ministers under the 2014 constitution, after Saied said last week that during the emergency period, the government would be responsible to the president. Much of the political elite, including most parties in the suspended parliament and the powerful UGTT labor union, have said they oppose Saied's power grab, and major Western donors have urged him to restore normal constitutional order. So, this is going to be really interesting. There is no immediate reaction from the labor union or political parties to Boudin's appointment. However, major parties in the parliament may challenge the legality of her appointment and that of any new government or the policies it tries to enact without consent of the suspended chamber. So, very cool. So, yeah, exactly, Tobe. Free installation. All you have to do is set an appointment and wait a few months, and as long as nobody shows up with a gun, you are good to go. So anyway, this is very cool news. You can read more about it at France 24 or Al Jazeera. All right, now here's something that it's not necessarily exciting.
That's correct.
But it's kind of interesting, I guess we could say. China, big spender or loan shark? Yeah, exactly. They kept referring to her as that name. I guess Al Jazeera is different. Ramtane named Tunisia's first female prime minister. Yeah. I think France 24 just had it wrong. Ramtane will take office. Ramba. Yeah. You are right. Thank you, Emmanuel. Six, thank you very much. X1 in the house. Oh, yeah.
Resistance is futile.
The Dubious Goals Committee is coming up in just 20 minutes, so don't go away. All right. Have you ever seen a USB hard drive with an actual spinning? Yeah. I have one on my desk right now, Publius. It's the news house. All right. We're focusing. China. Is it a loan shark? Here's what we've got. China hands out at least twice as much development money as the U.S. and other major powers, with most of it coming in the form of risky, high-interest loans from Chinese state banks. The sheer amount of Chinese lending is startling. Not too long ago, China received foreign aid, but now the tables have turned. My, my, how the turns have tabled. Over an 18-year period, China has granted or loaned money to 13,427 infrastructure projects worth $843 billion across 165 countries, according to the Aid Data Research Lab at William & Mary, a university in the U.S. state of Virginia. Much of this money is linked to Chinese President Xi Jinping's ambitious Belt and Road strategy. Starting in 2013, it leverages China's expertise in infrastructure projects and ample foreign currency to build new global trading routes. So, this will be very interesting. Critics fear that the high-interest loans funding many Chinese projects are saddling unsuspecting populations in sky-high debt. And that's news even to Chinese officials themselves. The aid data researchers, who have spent 4 years tracing all of the global lending and spending, or China's global lending and spending, say the Chinese government ministries are regularly going to them for information on how Chinese money is being used overseas. So this NGO that's just keeping track of their spending, the government's going to them asking for information, which is a little scary. We hear from public officials in China all the time saying, look, you're the only game in town, explains Brad Parks, executive director of Aid Data. They say we can't get our hands on this data internally. A twisting railway running between China and the neighboring country of Laos is often touted as a prime example of China's off-the-books lending. For decades, politicians wondered about building such a connection, linking landlocked southwest China directly to Southeast Asia. However, engineers warned the cost would be prohibitive. Tracks would need to be run through steep mountains, requiring dozens of bridges and tunnels. Laos is one of the poorest countries in the region and couldn't even afford a fraction of the cost. Enter ambitious bankers. Chinese State Corporation, the $5.9 billion railway is set to begin operations in December. However, Laos had to take out a $480 million loan with a Chinese bank to fund its small part of the equity, one of Laos's few sources of profit. The proceeds of its potash mines were used to back the massive loans. The loan that China's Exim Bank made to cover part of the equity really showcases the urgency that the Chinese state to push through the project. Most of the line is owned by the Chinese-dominated railway group, but under the murky terms of the deal, the Laotian government, you're Laotian, ain't you, Mr. Khan? The Laotian government is ultimately responsible for the railway's debt. The imbalanced deal has led international creditors to downgrade Laos's credit rating to junk status. So, the article goes on to detail a few more of these things, but hey, welcome, SMJ. But yeah, so it's just serious business. China is racking up lots of debt, or is lending money all over the world, and causing problems, you know. The aid data researchers found that the Belt and Road Project is facing its own issues. BRI projects were more likely to be associated with corruption, labor scandals, or environmental issues. In order to keep the Belt Road initiative on track, researchers say Beijing will have no choice but to address its borrowers' concerns. Anyway, that's a complex thing going on, which is a bit frustrating, but hey, this ain't no Plan 9 chat room. Check it out. Here, one quick story, and then we're going to
get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Man, you don't want to be fishing in Chad or near Nigeria at all. At least 20 fishermen were killed accidentally in a Nigerian military strike on a jihadist camp in northwest Nigeria. A Nigerian fighter jet on early on Sunday bombarded Qatar Daban Massara in Lake Chad, which straddles Nigeria and bordering Niger, Chad, and Cameroon, sources said. The area is a bastion for the IS-affiliated Islamic State West Africa Province, or ISWAP. The reports of casualties came less than 2 weeks after officials say another airstrike on a village killed 9 civilians in Nigeria's northwest, where the military is battering a 12-year Islamist insurgency. ISWAP recently lifted a ban on fishermen in its territory, allowing them to move in and fish in the freshwater lake for a fee. That led to an influx of fishermen who'd abandoned the area. Any fisherman that goes to that area does so at his own risk, because it's an enemy territory and there's no way of differentiating them from the terrorists, one local source said. From the information we have been receiving, the death toll is much higher than 20. Ain't no disco. Oh, man. So, anyway, this is just very interesting. I thought it was neat, because I've been looking to get into fishing now that the weather's starting to cool here in Austin, and I thought, man, I sure would hate for a drone to blow me up while I was out on the water fishing, just because, for no reason. In January 2017, at least 112 people were killed when a fighter jet struck a camp housing 40,000 people displaced by violence in Ran, near the border with Cameroon. The Nigerian military blamed lack of appropriate marking of the area for the bombardment. In July 2019, at least 13 civilians were killed when a Nigerian fighter hit Gajigana village, 50 kilometers from Borno state capital, Maiduguri, as it targeted fleeing jihadists as they attacked a nearby base. So, pretty rough. Hey, a poetry ice slam, that would be kind of cool. I think that would be kind of fun. You know, poetry and all that jazz. Let's see what songs, since my hard drive freaked out and didn't load my tracks properly, let's see what tunes are available. Error. All right, here we go. These songs are not destroyed. Yeah, and it's even got, I found a song that I think would be kind of fun to play. This is a hip-hop song, so if you don't like that, well, you're going to have to suffer for 3 minutes, because this is a song from the Cool Kids. Pedal down the foot, yeah, Willie's on the front. This is called Black Max. Yeah, Willie's on the front. I got this 8990. This is Champ Flat Bill Black, store the cap with the hologram tags. White mag rims, red rubber tires. Chain frame pegs, drift shit from my supplier. Dope man attire. Give me about an hour and I have it clicking, ticking, gliding, flying like MacGyver. I'm a murder club, dope pedal rider. Now you said I'm good to get that ink on my bicep. I get busy as a bee on my bike grips. If I catwalk this sidewalk, I can fly this bitch and I'm flying. It's tied to the side, that's the flag that I'm flying. Add to the fact that it all coincides with these wheels that I'm riding. 3-point mags make you think that I'm gliding. Shit, nigga, I ain't lying. I got a long rap sheet that'll say that I'm tied in. Pedal down the foot, yeah, Willie's on the front. Pedal down the foot, yeah, Willie's on the front. I'm on the dyno with the black mag. Dyno with the black mag. I know with the pedal down the foot, yeah, Willie's on the front. Pedal down the foot, yeah, Willie's on the front. I'm on the dyno with the black mag. Dyno with
with the black mag, black mag, yeah. Black mag.
Chuck on the pager, yo. I'm kinda bored, ain't got class till later. So, open garage, and I don't really know which way to go. I ain't tryna skate it though, and my bike's illegal, so they sent for the law, but I don't care, yo. I just keep on pedaling, ride past shorty light skin with no melanin. Shirt look like somebody stuffed two melons in. Had to stop so I could preach like Reverend. I grip on the handbrake and say, what up? I skip on the handshakes, I'm straight. What else? I got two pegs on the back and you got two legs under your skirt. So hop, we head to the Dope Pedal headquarters. You would be there if you could. Chuck got the red wheels and the white mags, boy, it's all good. Got the go 100 spokes like boys in the hood with the lime green frame. Dollars on the bike seat, handlebar grips is the same as my Nikes. And the mold of gold I use for my spokes and the frame is the same as I use for my chain.
Pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front. Pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front. I'm on the dyno with the black mag, dyno with the black mag, black mag, dyno with the pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front. Pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front. I'm on the dyno with the black mag, dyno with the black mag, dyno with the.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, yeah! That's right.
You're listening to Anon Radio. And this is powered by SDF. Thank you so much. And big shout-out, if you don't know, Plan 9 Boot Camp is going on. Check out sdf.org. Oh, sorry. Was wiping my nose, and the mic picked it up. Anyway. anyway, focus. We're focusing. We're going to have stuff. We're going to talk about it. We got news to do. There's so much news. It's always so much news. So much happens in the world. But doesn't mean that you can't go to 9papa.sdf.org to talk and learn about the Plan 9 Boot Camp, or that you can avoid the Dubious Goals Committee. This is something that you just cannot avoid. It will happen. It is a force of nature. It occurs every single day at 1930 UTC. And then, if you press the equal sign in com, you can see all the whole schedule. Zeptar, if DJ Zeptar is around, DJ Zep at 2000 hours today. And then Raleigh doing Banana Republic at midnight tonight, or 0000 UTC, the best time for a show. Followed by the second best time, which is 33 and a third with DJ Butt Stuff at 0100, and then Open VoIP at 0200. So, lots of fun. Audio Theater at 0600. And, yeah. Oh, and I want to mention this because it's a show that I've enjoyed it anytime I tune into it. I just don't get to, I always space out at, boop, boop, boo, doo, doo, doo. It's called Perinde AC Cadaver. It's at 1330 UTC, and that's hosted by Greg F. So, all right. So anyway, 8-1 odds from Tobe that Zeptar's not doing his show today. All right, let's go ahead. We got to finish it up. We've got 6 minutes to go, and we got some news that you can use. First, I'm going to throw this out here. Soon after Friday's prayers on a platform of a raised mosque, Anudin struggled to recount the sequence of events the previous day when his elder brother, Manal Haq, was allegedly shot dead by the police in Durang District in northeastern Indian state of Assam, home of the tea. The police shot him in the chest. The photographer thrashed him. They kept thrashing him even after he was dead. The stomping of his bullet-ridden body by a photographer has gone viral. Next to him, yeah, it's a pretty disturbing photo, or video. Don't watch it if you're upset about that kind of stuff. AC is a word. Oh, I'm sorry, Publius. What? How do you say it? Is it ack? Hey, welcome back, GTC 1977. My focus. Where is my focus? It is not here. We're going to center ourselves.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Perindi Ak Cadaver at 1330 UTC on Tuesdays. Anyway, there's some brutal murder going on in India, but that's not super new. But it is sad. And what else is happening? Canada has granted asylum to four people who hid Edward Snowden in Hong Kong. Canada granted asylum to four people who hid former NSA contractor Edward Snowden in their tiny Hong Kong apartments when he was on the run after stealing a trove of classified documents. The four, Supen Thalina Kelapatha, Nadik Dil... Why are they giving out their names of these people that are refugee that are hiding from the feds? Nadika Dilkrukshi Nanis and their children, Sethumdi and Dinatha, landed in Toronto on Tuesday and were due to go on to Montreal to start their new lives, nonprofit For the Refugees said in a statement. The non-governmental group had in 2019 sponsored two other Snowden guardian angels, Vanessa Rodell and her daughter Kiana, originally from the Philippines, but living in Hong Kong at the time, while continuing to lobby the Canadian government to take in others they said faced persecution in the former British colony. We are happy with the end result. At least six of the seven for the refugees, President Marc-André Seguin told Agence France-Presse. Although we welcome the arrival and start of a new chapter in the lives of the family of four, we can't ignore that Ajith has stayed behind. We are asking that Canada, again, do the right thing and admit the last of Snowden's guardian angels before it's too late. In 2013, Snowden revealed thousands of classified documents exposing vast U.S. surveillance put in place after September 11th. He fled and was stranded in Hong Kong. The group of refugees agreed to shelter him for about 2 weeks until he could fly to Russia. Their role in the saga was only revealed in the 2016 Oliver Stone film about Snowden, which left them in constant fear and worry. So... Sorry, that was very rude. I couldn't make out what was written in com. Alright. I am just everywhere, and we're running out of time, so I'm just going to read these really quickly. Don't worry, you probably won't understand me, because I'm going bananas. Mexican President Manuel López Obrador offers apologies to the Yaqui indigenous people, which is a good move. Disappointed by the U.S., Turkey cautiously looks to Russia. Ethiopia's minister, who spoke out about rape in the Tigray, has resigned. Ethiopia's crisis is a stain on our conscience, says the UN. There is a famine, lots of kids dying of starvation, and the UN's not really doing anything. We're going to run out of time. Anyway, U.S. has declared ivory-billed woodpecker and 22 more species extinct. The ivory-billed woodpecker and 22 more birds, fish, and other species are expected to be declared extinct on Wednesday, which is today. It's rare for wildlife officials to give up hope on a plant or animal, but government scientists have exhausted efforts to find these 23 species and warned that the climate crisis could make such disappearance more common. Alabama is going to use COVID relief funds to finance prison buildings. That's right, they don't need to protect against COVID. They're just going to build more prisons with it. That's what's going to happen with that. So, gross. Don't go to Alabama. Avoid the U.S. if you're not in the U.S. until we get this COVID figured out. All right, that's all the time we got. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye!
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday,